Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of The Black Rabbit. I am your host, Mardal Gatsby. This episode is titled Dear Chris Cantwell, and this is an open letter to him. I know what you all must be thinking or are about to think, but it's not what you think at all. This is not a sniping attack toward him or a chance to gain more ratings. This is not a petty attempt to start some drama at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's just the best way to reach out to him and the best way I am capable of doing. In light of the events that have been going on with him, I figured maybe this would be a good chance to genuinely reach out. So here we go. Well, honestly, this might be a waste of time, realistically thinking, but because you'll probably just use this as material for the radical agenda, for comic relief, or as a means to attack me on there, but I just wanted to give this a try. I see that you've reached a moment of burnout, and frankly, we've all been there. After all these years, you say that, you know, your romantic and legal and tragic issues have been taking an emotional toll on your life, and I can understand why. At first, when I saw this article stating that you're taking time off the radical agenda to avoid another crying Nazi moment, I honestly thought it was hilarious, only because I see you as my enemy still. When I was in the movement myself, I saw you as someone that made so much sense, like many other nationalists that are well known. When I got out, I just saw you as a joke. A ridiculous attempt to staying valid even after your, you know, reputation was tarnished and you got in jail and you were deplatformed. However, right after that thought of thinking you were like just taking time off the radical agenda to avoid another crying Nazi moment was hilarious. After I thought that, I instantly changed my thought process actually to empathetically, feeling empathy. Call it a savior complex, call it empathy. I don't really know what you personally want to make out of it, but I do feel empathetic. I'm not actually here to save you. I don't think I can. I'm not trying to. I'm just here to say what I think. Some think of you as a lost cause, but I don't really know. I still have this slight pang of hope for you. Over these last few years, you have been one of the main faces of hate. You've gone to jail for this movement / ideology. You've been deplatformed, mocked, laughed at, etc. I'm not one to say that I haven't, because I have. So I want to apologize for that. And say I'm sorry, because sometimes I forget even though I'm out, it doesn't mean that I'm better than you. With that being said, what is really the point of continuing to hang on to this movement, this ideology? Hasn't it caused you enough problems? Hasn't it done enough damage to your life? I mean, really stop and think about it. Do you really think that the people who you call your allies are really your allies? Because they're not. They couldn't give two shits about you. And I promise you, they would stab you in the back if you gave them one chance. Are you doing this for the money? Because there's other ways to make a solid living, man. I got doxxed when I was in the movement, and now that I'm out, I still have a job and I'm in college. Take a moment and really think about this. Do you really believe in this ideology anymore? What is it really benefiting you? Every day you get on your podcast or on your social media platforms or your website and you spew this anger, this hate, it's gotta be fucking exhausting, my dude, because it exhausted me. Trust me, I understand burnout. I burnt out myself. I took a moment where I was completely silent on social media, and I really thought and I really stood back and I looked and I'm like, is this really who I am? Is this really what I believe in anymore? Like, what am I doing? What is this benefiting? You know? This anger, this hate, it's just emotions that feed off of nothing positive. I mean, and your fans, dude, they don't give a fuck about you. They just feed off of your content. You know, it just fuels their hate. It just, you know, it's a adrenaline rush for them. They don't give a fuck about you. And they would never have your back either if it really came down to it. I mean, maybe one time they funded your bail. But when it comes really, really down to it, like I said, they would fucking turn on you too. This is not a life worth living. Chris, you have a big, powerful, influential voice that you could use for good. Use it for something better than this. Do better. Being a shock jock is never going to get you anywhere. It's never going to get you where you want to be. I mean, after all, look what happened to Alex McNabb. His career is over, and he had a really good career as an EMT. You can turn your life around and become someone good instead of being neck deep in a cult like white nationalism. I mean, the alt-right is a dying ship. It's a sinking ship. You don't want to be a part of that shit. People are not, you know, people are not against you because of any Jewish takeover conspiracy theory. People are against you right now for the content that you put out, the beliefs that you represent. However, you can make the choice to take the opportunity and redeem yourself because it is so fucking possible, my dude. It is so possible, and it's better to be on this side of the fence than on, you know, in a movement like the alt-right. Trust me. There is life after hate. There is a chance for you. I know it might sound like I'm preaching or I'm trying to, quote, brainwash you because, frankly, everybody in the alt-right thinks I'm fucking fed or I'm a Jew or I'm, like, you know, I'm just a fucking a mole or whatever, but I'm not. You know, I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just, this is, you know, my hand is just extended in a genuine attempt to reach out, possibly form a friendship and help you rejoin the rest of us. I mean, help you get back to where you should be in every aspect of the phrase. Chris, my DMs on Twitter are always open to you. My email is always open to you. Let's talk sometime. If not, it's cool. It's totally fine. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you want to take from this. But it's, I'm being honest, I'm being genuine. I don't know why, but I feel compelled to help and at least try and make peace. I mean, maybe even one day we can have lunch sometime and talk too. It's up to you. You know, come and reach out to me. Let's talk sometime, okay?